This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
We've been asking you to share essays about how living through the pandemic for the past year has changed you. Our next essay comes from Susanna Pratt, who lives in Evanston with her three children and her husband. Pratt starts her essay by taking us through the monotony of her new life working from home every day.
Each morning, slightly before 9 a.m., I carry my coffee into the dining room and take a seat. I reach beneath the table to grab an orange Nike shoebox and place it under my laptop. I open the computer and listen for its familiar chime to signal the start of my workday. At 9:45, a bearded runner in a gray hoodie and black track pants jogs down my street, irrespective of the weather. He may be a neighbor, but between the mask and sunglasses, I cannot identify him. I can, however, set my watch by him. At 11:22, my youngest child comes downstairs and makes himself an omelet with whatever ingredients he can scrounge up. Each day, he delivers a section of the omelet to me on a small blue plate and heads back upstairs. An hour later, my older sons rifle through the fridge in search of the makings of a quesadilla. Around 3, my husband asks if I want to take the dogs for a walk with him. My answer is usually weather dependent. At 5:45 or so, I close my laptop and wrap its cord around the charger. I slide the Nike shoebox back under the table and push in my chair. Had you told me 1 year ago that my every single day would be spent seated at my dining room table, monitoring the comings and goings of only my children, husband, dogs, and neighbors, I would have protested and told you this life of mild routine belonged to a much older version of myself. Before the pandemic, the life I knew was one of stores and classrooms and client offices and basketball games and theaters and cabs and restaurants. I believed this variety to be the stuff of a fulfilled life. I was wrong. Like everyone, I have chafed against the monotony of these days, but I would be lying if I said I haven't come to love their quiet rhythm, their very sameness. So often in this past year, the world appeared to be spinning out of control. Our household grounded me and kept me safe and sane. As society begins to reopen and my family's life starts to refill with activity and choice, I feel overwhelmed. I think a slow emergence may be called for. The pandemic has grown my capacity for sameness to the point where I no longer accommodate routine. I crave it. Long after it is necessary, I suspect you may find me in front of my laptop in the dining room, sipping my coffee, and hoping for an omelet to arrive.
That was Evanston resident Susanna Pratt reading her essay about the impact COVID-19's had on her life. It was produced by WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel.